So-so, to save that activity on you of making you wealthy, right? So when the activity, if Adolf praying for Europa last week with Paul, was the other gentleman's name, they're actually participating in that process. The so-so, it's like an, like making Willie well, right? For the whole purpose of that place of salvation. Right? So Holy Spirit's job, Jesus came to reveal this place of that you living in salvation. You, like, what is wholeness? What does a place look like where there's no fear? And it's perfect love.
That's good.
Right? So sozo is incrementally, almost like a tool, but it's incrementally removing. Think of it like trash in the house. You know, it's just, oh, I'm going to clean up this room, and I'm going to clean up this room, I'm going to clean up this room. So there's things that are being taken out of our thoughts. We've been thinking wrong about stuff. We haven't, and you know what, when we have a lot of clutter and misperceptions and lies, we don't know if we're healed or not, do we? Because all if everything's just told me that one day I'm going to escape this place and then I'll be made whole, why would I ever believe, really, that I'm going to be healed of this pain here or this activity here in my throat? Because I've never been shown that.
Right.
So Jesus came to say, look, you were created for wholeness. And the choice is to live in salvation. That's why we talk about eternal salvation. Right? We get to stay in that place. Anyway, just hold on to that thought about awakening to salvation. Right? Because he's removing the clutter, removing the trash. I was wondering, okay, God, I know that's what it says in the New Testament. I see the Greek. I see what Jesus came to reveal. But we heard these words about salvation in the Old Testament. So I thought, what is that word? Because they didn't have a revelation of oneness with Father. They didn't have any concept of Father. They didn't have any thought of being made whole. But you know, there was a word for salvation. And it's the same understanding of deliverance, right? Taking you to a place of peace, right? Helter-skelter till tranquility, right? Taking you away from your oppressors to this place that's, they're not there. Your enemy's not there, right? You know what the word was that they used for that word for salvation?
In the Old Testament.
Old Testament. Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeshua. Yeah.
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
A lot of people, there are some people that do say that.
Yeshua.
That's right.
Yeshua.
Yeshua.
Which is a word we often use for
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeshua. Yeshua. You know that when the Hebrews would speak shalom?
Yeah, shalom.
You know what they were speaking to? Right? Your peace.
Mm-hmm.
Your wholeness.
Yes.
Your prosperity. Right? So yes, shalom was a declaration of a prayer over you, of salvation. Yeshua. Just a thought for you today. So I'm looking at this verse this morning. And we're gonna soak this for a few minutes, but there was a word, and we've talked about it, I've taught on it before, but it was about waiting on the Lord. And the word in the Hebrew was kavah. And it meant, I have this expectation that you're gonna be. I know I'm going to get an encounter. I know you're going to meet me here. I know you're going to respond. It's this anticipation that daddy's going to, when I come out to the room, little kid comes, wakes up in the morning, daddy's going to pick him up. Right? That's cut off. So there's a verse I was looking at this morning, and it was in the Greek or Hebrew, Kavah, Yeshua, Jehovah. words.
Say it again.
Kava, that expectation. Yeshua, that saving.
Mm-hmm.
Jehovah, Lord, right?
Yeah.
And it was Genesis. And it just says, the cry is, I've waited for the salvation of the Lord. I've waited for the salvation of the Lord. Kava, Yeshua, Jehovah. I thought, wow, if that isn't like the gospel in one verse, this expectation of an encounter, that he's going to take me from this broken place to this whole place in him.
That's awesome.
Kava, Yeshua, Jehovah.
It's like, that's like music.
Isn't it? So just go ahead. I just want to read. We're just going to soak for a couple minutes here for worship. And so get comfortable.
Yeah, cool.
Because I'm just going to read two verses to you. And so if you've got things in your hand, go ahead and put them on the ground. If you've got things.
If I can interrupt, if I do strange things, like stand up suddenly, the head of my femur must be working on the pelvis.
Is it hurting
because
today?
I get pain.
We're
so I have to stand up and
we're
change.
We're going
to pray.
Let's do this worship and then we'll pray.
The femur.
Yeah.
Because we're going to sit here and soak in worship and then we're going to do this. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yehovah. Kava, Yeshua, Jehovah.
Is there a way we can write it?
Sure.
Because I'll forget it.
I'll write it for you. So just go ahead and get comfortable.
Yeah.
If it's standing or sitting, that's fine.
Yeah, we'll pray for you in a few here now. I'll pray for you in a few minutes here.
Thank you. Anytime.
Yeah.
Go ahead and close your eyes. Because I just want to spend a couple of minutes just soaking, resting in the truth that we just talked about. So see yourself this morning in your quiet place. Maybe it's in your garden, or a garden you wish you had. Where there's a seat or a chair, a hammock. Maybe there's flowers all around you. Maybe your quiet space is on the beach this morning. And you're totally comfortable. The weather is perfect. A little warm, but there's a breeze. It just feels perfect this morning. There's no distractions. Maybe your quiet place today is up in the mountains. Maybe it's near a river. You like to sit there and you can hear the water moving over the rocks. And birds kind of rustling in the trees. Jesus is there. Yeshua. Just enjoying it with you. And he's just telling you about Papa this morning. He's telling you about his father. About the joy of creating that place that you're in. Holy Spirit is there, pointing things out to you. He's actually showing you things you've never seen before. A flower you've never smelled, a color you don't remember. There's a sound in the air, and you're wondering, wow, where did that come from? Just highlighting things that you weren't aware of. And you're so comfortable, you feel feel so safe, and that's when you realize Father is there. There's no predator that can get anywhere near you. There's no disruption. It's almost like the barricades have been put up around your quiet spot. Nobody's going to bother you. Bless you, Papa. We just say thank you this morning. Thank you for your presence this morning. Thank you how Jesus shows me what you're like perfectly. Just thank Holy Spirit for pointing things out to you, showing you things you've never seen. Psalms 25, verse 4. Lord, direct me throughout my journey so I can experience your plans for my life. Just see yourself this morning that Father and Jesus and Holy Spirit are showing you your next step. It's all intended to bring you another encounter. Everything's about the encounter with them, so you can experience their plans for your life. It goes on to say, reveal the paths, the life paths that are pleasing to you. Just begin to see now that he's removing choices that aren't healthy. He's showing you the things to cut off. He's showing you the doors that are closed and the doors that are open. He's so happy to be with you. So pleased with you. Verse 5 says, escort me along the way. He's not showing you the path and saying good luck. He's walking with you. The Father's walking with you. That safety, that barricade, your protector's walking with you along that path. Jesus is laughing, actually. As he sees how comfortable you are with Father. Holy Spirit's way in front, ready for the next turn. Verse 5 says, take me by the hand and teach me. Can you see them just holding hands with Father and Jesus? Holy Spirit's out front. Almost like, remember when Mom and Dad would pick you up and swing you? Maybe you did that with your kids. You had each of their hands, and you kind of like threw them in the air between you. You see Father and Jesus doing that? Take me by the hand and teach me. For you are the God of my increasing salvation. Wow. He's waking you up to more. Increasing salvation. Showing you there's more. You're on a journey with them where the trash is being taken out. Lies are being removed this morning. Your body is being healed. Yeshua. Yeshua. Salvation. Yeshua. Increasing salvation. Pain in your body this morning. In your hip joint, Francois, we just see Papa taking pain away in that joint, even like lubricating. It's like this supernatural medication, this supernatural like grease from heaven, this supernatural lubricant that comes in and into that joint. The grinding's gone, the pain is gone. Increasing salvation, increasing wellness. We just see pain levels dropping this morning. Discomfort levels dropping. We see strength coming in and infusing inside of you. We just see it made well. We just say thank you, Papa. We say thank you for wellness. We just say thank you for more. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Papa. Thank you. Father, thank you for increasing salvation. Increasing salvation in your elbow, Lily. Increasing wellness. Increasing strength. No fear of it returning. And in your vocal cords, Lily, just every time we pray, heaven moves. Every time we pray, heaven responds. So we just say thank you for one cell being made well. For one nerve ending being told to wake up. For one electrical impulse that's misfiring or miscommunicating, it does well. We say thank you, Father, that you heal bodies. Increasing salvation. Verse 5 closes with, I've wrapped my heart into yours. As we just sit here, we just, can you see yourself, Father, with Jesus and Holy Spirit, they surround you in that place you're at. They get closer. They get closer. You're in the middle. They get closer. Now you feel them right next to you. They get closer. And now in a way you can't describe, you realize they're coming into you. They're becoming one in you. You can't see the separation between you and Father, you and Jesus, you and Holy Spirit. And in a moment, they're all inside of you. And you feel, you feel like you did before. You feel safe. You feel rested. You feel strong. You have a leader. You have somebody holding your hand. You have answers that are coming to your questions. Father, we just say thank you this morning. Yeshua, thank you for salvation. We just say thank you for the process of salvation for our sozo this morning. Thank you. Thank you. We bless your name, Papa. We bless your name. Jesus. I love that thought. You're the God of my increasing salvation. And in the moment you realize it's like there's it's an awakening. Issue of like the insecurity we have of praying to the wind is just a we're waking up to, can I really do that? Really?
Yeah,
I'm praying for cancer even, right? Can I?
But I used to feel that praying for God's help in what I do was a selfish prayer. I try not to do selfish prayers. Now I know that I was wrong.
Because he loves to co-labor, to work with us, to be with us.
Absolutely.
And to do all things together.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
You realize that when he created you, in the garden it says he gave you dominion.
Right.
Which is a very powerful word.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what did he give you dominion over?
Everything.
Everything. I mean, think about that. You have nothing. He gave you authority over everything. Said, go walk in this.
I was listening to Dan Moeller yesterday, and he was talking about his mom. I guess his mom had MS, something like that, and she was really very, she never complained about anything towards later on down the road. And he was talking about when she was starting to have problems earlier, that he was really young in the faith, and he was praying for his mom, and he prayed for her, and one side of her body that hadn't been working right or whatever started working. He was so excited about it. He was so excited that he wanted his mom to turn Perry Mason on. So all these things started happening, which we began to like take. Something else starts to change over the healing part of it, okay? And so he was talking about that. And when he was getting ready to leave, his mom asked him to turn, do you think you could turn that back on? The show I was watching, because you want to see the end of it. And she loved Jesus and all that. She, you know, so she, that's what she's doing, you know? And but anyways, he came back the next day. He was so excited. He came back the next day, and his mom said, you know what? I don't know if I'm ready for this.
The mom said...
She said, I don't know if I'm ready for this. Her arm came back. She started feeling... She was getting healing. She's used to living in the... You know, but she never complained. So from there on out, they changed this whole thing about doing it. But Jesus does it. But I mean, about praying for people like that, you know? And later on down the road, his whole life changed, and he ended up, eventually, there were some people that came into the church or whatever and had MS, and he prayed for them and got healed.
Right.
And he started to, his faith started changing rather than, why didn't mom get healed?
Right.
But later down in life, that whole thing changed, and so, like you were talking about, you're getting healed. You know, you're talking, speaking into it. And
yeah.
When you're already healed already,
mm-hmm.
even though our bodies want to tell us something different,
right.
Whoever wants to tell us something different, God's still good.
Yeah, right.
That never changed,
right.
And so. But anyways, I really, my perspective has really changed. And the sifting of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
that whole thing.
Yeah.
Then I went back and I reread Job, some stuff out of Job, because I was weighing these out. And where Job, and I really truthfully believe where Job says that the Lord taketh, and that was him. That's not even true.
So good.
I mean, that's just new light on, because some people use it.
Right.
Say, look, see, that's what.
And that's not even true.
Right.
That's something that was incorporated in, even though that wasn't God. So just saying, and then the sifting of Peter, that's an attitude. Peter's attitude was control, was like we're taught, you know, if we do this, this happens. We have a, you know, it's, God's not like that. So, and then just a lot of things have changed. The same thing with my house burning down. That was not God.
Right.
That came from Satan.
Right.
This period, you know, some people would say, wow, God probably did that because, you know, a lot of people know some of my circumstances. But no, that's not true.
It's so not true.
You know how it
but God has blessed me tremendously in my life right now.
Wow.
And I just pour back. And I was explaining to you and Adolf that I'm starting to feel, I used to feel when, a while back when I started getting into Todd White and some amazing things about God, love, I've never seen it happen before like that.
Right.
That I felt after, later on down the road, I had some really dark things happen to me in my life. And when I prayed for somebody, I always felt my cup was half full. Mm. And it'd run out until one day. One day, I'll pray for you.
Wow.
And I felt my cup. I can't explain it. I just felt refilled again.
That's
and
okay.
Then after that, then it just went step by step by step.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to God is good again.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah. Even in the dark.
That word.
Yeah, even in, no matter what it looks like, no matter what the storm looks like.
Earlier.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing.
You can't explain it.
Dan was talking about the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And baptism, all these things,
mm-hmm.
tickets. I remember when I got baptized 7 years ago because I felt I've always been a believer, I've always
mm-hmm.
prayed.
Yeah.
But God was telling me it was time to make a public display of my acceptance and my love.
Mm-hmm.
So I did, and amazingly, I chose Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
Last week. But after my baptism, I was going to read from John, but I just said, well, this baptism, and I can't explain the feeling I had after the baptism, it was an angel or something, but right after my baptism, we had a group of people, we're all outside eating, and I said, well, this baptism is not my ticket to heaven, it's what I do from this moment on,
mm-hmm.
the rest of my life.
That must have blown a lot of people away, because, I mean, that's way ahead. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's identity without even knowing at the moment.
It's
I was taught the same way. I didn't know. I was taught another way until finally, like Danny said, it was showed. I mean, even when we used to go into Grace Point, that was the opening. That was a lot of things that were said, bringing heaven to earth.
Right.
I was like, wow, that's totally awesome. Totally different than, you know,
Jesus.
Just like what you just said. It's just, that's revelation. That's big.
I know. It tells you that there's got to be more, right?
Yeah.
Because if you're waiting to go to heaven, what are you here for then?
Right?
Right?
Yeah. Why
and
are
so
you here?
Whenever we started talking about heaven on earth, I'm like,
bingo.
There it is, right?
Yes.
That's got to be the truth. Because we're not just waiting.
Standing by for.
Right?
Yeah.
For what is to come.
For the carpet to come in the right carpet.
Yes.
And it really goes back to the Genesis
saying,
when he says, be fruitful and multiply, subdue the earth.
Yes.
Like, that's still our original assignment.
Yes.
The truth, the kingdom, the the freedom, the love,
the,
you know, all of that. It's
like,
wherever we're going, we're taking ground.
We get to bring it.
So Jesus says, watch me do what I do. Listen to me, say what I say.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, be like me. In fact, that whole, like, thing we've been learning as we get into, like, especially in the book of John. He says,
there you go.
He says, you were made to look just like Jesus.
Yes.
Right? You were made to go do great things just like Jesus.
Yeah.
You were made to go do greater things just like Jesus.
Right.
Right? So you're...
They didn't say we're standing around waiting.
So the goal is to be Jesus.
Yes.
Right? That's not an arrogant statement. That's
no.
The thing that Father said, I sent him to show you this is what you should look like. This is how you're, right? Be
yes.
This. So I love how when you talk about this, you're growing into these things.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say this way? You're growing into Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? You're looking more like Jesus. You're waking up to more of him inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking at, what does that really say in that psalm there about he's the God of my increasing salvation?
Yeah.
Get salvation, so we learn in the Hebrew, Yeshua.
Right.
You're the God of Jesus and me.
Mm-hmm. I like when Jesus says...
That's increasing salvation.
Yeah.
Jesus and me.
Jesus and me.
So when the Bible talks about glory to glory... How would you talk about that now?
Awakening to awakening. It's like we wake up and then we wake up again because there's even more.
It's like you're starting to realize, oh, this is what's inside of me.
Right.
Yeah.
This is who I am.
I'm supposed to be.
Right. Oh,
and then it's bigger than I think it is.
Right.
And it's more than I think it is.
And tomorrow it's going to be even more.
And even better.
Everybody has... Like, I know everybody's, when you realize who you are, anybody can ask Jesus to heal, and because Jesus does it. You just walk up, that's your healing, you know? But I'm just saying, but that also looks in a different way, too. Everybody can be different. Like, I play certain instruments, in other places, other people play certain instruments. Some people are more some people are virtuosos. They can play any instrument.
Right.
Some people bring God's glory in. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We all have the gifts, but I'm just saying it's powerful.
It looks different.
The guy, I seen it. I know it's there. I seen a guy bringing God's glory. And that's his thing. That's his thing when he'll ask you, can you feel it? Can you feel it until you feel it? And then immediately after that, something else will happen. And somebody else will come in and do whatever. Well, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Try not to make it, heal the blind.
So,
I can't.
Jesus knew when he came to show us what who you are.
Yes.
He knew you're going to have a hard time waking up to this. He knew... It's going to be hard to get your head around, really, you'll heal me? Really, you'll rescue me? Really, you'll save me? It's going to be hard to get your head around, he's in me, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, so before he left, right, before he went to the cross,
yeah,
he knew that and said, I'm going to send you one who's going to help you understand what's really true.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to be Holy Spirit. Because... You're gonna be challenged. Remember that verse in John 16 where it says, "And when he comes, he's going to convince the world of this sin condition, right? That you're stuck in, that disconnectedness, right?
Yeah.
The world's doing that to you. So I'm going to show you that's what the world's doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's the condition you have. And he says he's gonna reveal to you the availability of God's goodness." Which is righteousness.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you're going to wake. Holy Spirit's going to amplify the goodness of God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's going to remind you that all broken conditions are taken care of. He says he's going to judge the enemy who brings pain and suffering and brokenness in our bodies and in our minds. That's the one who's going to get stomped. Holy Spirit's going to do that.
Yes.
So I won't...
powerful, again.
Yeah, it's so powerful.
So I think
you
go on.
So I was thinking, Darla and I, we were talking earlier in the week. We were going to talk about this thing about Jesus and me, and no kidding, I'm glad I'll wait till next week because I'm an Adolf here. Medicine man, right? We're like waking up to these things. But I had this thought this week, you know, Dawn, it's funny because Dawn and I were even talking a little bit about it on the porch patio this morning about the movie The Shack.
Oh, yeah.
I was just thinking about that just this morning, actually, The Shack.
This week, just a few days ago, I was thinking about it, and the thing that shocked me in a good way, like this, oh my gosh, right. Because I was not sitting here going, oh, it's Mother's Day. Like, wow, happy Mother's Day, right?
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking per se about, oh, what does the Bible say about mothers? Mm-hmm. But I sort of did. Like, I was just pondering the thought, Mother's Day, right? And thinking about why don't we take dominion? And I'm wondering in my head, have we so diminished the value of, quote, women, especially in the church, women, have we in the church, we've always said, don't even think about being a leader, don't even think about being strong, don't even think about a position of authority, right? Pick your church, right? Mm-hmm. Pick your religion.
Yeah.
Women are second class.
Even in the workplace.
We're sitting here talking about this understanding that God says, here's who you are. It's gender neutral, right? It says male and female, he made them, him, in his image. And yet we have this thing in society, especially in church, that says you're not allowed to be strong and powerful. So I'm pondering that, thinking, wow, we really messed it up. Mm-hmm. And then I'm remembering the movie The Shack. And two things struck me in the movie. One is the representation of father was a woman. Right?
Yep.
Representation of father was a woman. And the representation of the Holy Spirit
was a woman.
And it just shocked me. And I thought, and I know for some churches, that was like blasphemy. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was like, oh my gosh, this is the greatest revelation for me.
Right.
And
well, Father appeared to the character that was struggling as someone who loved really well from his past.
Right. Yes.
The truth is, it's like, there's so many scriptures in here that talks about the gender neutrality of God.
Right, but the one time that he's portrayed as a woman, then it's like,
right? You know, we homeschooled our kids, and Darla did. It's true, right? The mentoring, the leading, the teaching.
That's awesome.
If I was to sit here, it would freak you out. If I was to sit here and put the attributes of the Holy Spirit down, what it looked like for Darla in the home, for a mom's. For raising the family, for leading, for taking care of the kids. Even to the point of, like, when the kid's acting up and Shelley, right? All you have to do is look at him, right?
Oh, yeah, the mom look.
The mom look. It's like, which is the don't even.
Oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
That correction, that thing of, not good. Mm-hmm. And yet, there's lots of verses, especially in the Old Testament, that talk about, right, the terrain, right, by his eye. And then when you go and you look at the Old Testament, you know how they describe the wisdom? Almost all she. And I thought, wow, this is really fascinating. Because the thing in my heart wasn't so much about wondering, why don't we speak to the wind, Dave? What is it about us that says, I don't have the authority to do that? I'm not allowed to do that.
Only God is allowed.
That's what we say, right? And then I realized, wow, we've done the we immediately took 50% of the people out of the equation immediately because we said, and not only that, you will never, to women, right? We've said you're not allowed to. So it just was pondering this last few days about, wow.
We have a weakened stance.
We have a culture that has disabled us from thinking we're allowed to be strong.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I found it, if you go to the old Genesis, when it says when he made Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. So the language he used for when he made Eve, he says he made a helper.
Correct.
Right. He made a helper for men. And the word was easer. Now, in our English, which I told you is such a horrific ability to translate, especially from the Greek, mm-hmm. right? It just doesn't translate well. Our translation was man, woman. Our translation was, he's going to be in charge and you do what he needs you to do. Right? You're going to be, we communicated that way. Like, there's a hierarchy.
There was.
And you're subservient. And we, in the church, we sat here and we told that to women. Yes, just make sure you understand you're this to him. He's in charge. He's, I'm not slamming my mom and dad, but it's like, that's how home was. Daddy's in charge. You're not a part of the equation. Right? It was always this. Mm-hmm. Interesting. So the word for that was easer, helper. So when God is, when they're talking about the Israelites, right, going through all their activity, one of the things in the Psalms said this, our soul waits for the Lord. Kavah. We're waiting for this counter, right? Because he is our help.
Same word.
I'm waiting for this encounter because he's right, because he's my helper. All right. So stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
She's my helper. That's what we've been saying forever. He's man, woman here. My helper. God just said, I'm your helper. Mm-hmm. Am I communicating? Do what the scripture is saying? You're here, but and here's your subordinate. It's like, wait a second. No, I would never say that, right? So it's like, what is God? We clearly got ourselves jacked up, right? Around thinking about who is woman to him. And you realize it was always intended from the day one that there's... Yes! Thank you!
Yep. It was all about relationship. It was all about relational. Two becoming one.
It was always about operating relationally, not hierarchy, but intimacy.
Yes.
Right? So the whole activity, our whole journey, the Jesus in me journey, the picture you have about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit collapsing inside of you, right? That thing about being one,
yeah.
Right? Is you're learning to do life like this, right? So God says, that's how I created us to do business together.
Yeah.
Right? So when I realized that God is like this in me. Now when he says, hey, there's cancer over there, I go, this is easy. Because I'm like this with him. I can go pray. I can go speak over cancer.
Right.
Because I'm 100% strong and filled. And I have every solution inside of me. Right? He's my help.
That's awesome.
He's my help. Right? And I love how it says this in John, right? And he tells us, who's coming to help you remember? Who's coming to show you that there's more? Who's coming to walk you by hand in increasing salvation about the goodness of God, about the fullness of him, about how loved you are, right? He says in John 14, but the helper,
yep.
The Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
The Father will send in my name. The helper,
right.
He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance. All things that I said to you.
That's so good.
And
so that's powerful.
That's a way of just kind of like
both
seal, you know. I didn't want to get into like a gender-ish thing per se, but it's like you realize, especially in that movie The Shack, that there's a side of moms that love really well, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's a lot more compassionate to a crying kid than I am, right? there's an activity of being a mom that I absolutely don't have. Right? There's an emotion to it. There's an intellect of it. There's a hormone, right? I don't have about this connection with this activity of helping and leading and growing, right? And so I was just realizing, wow, if God's complete, right? Would we say that? God is complete, has everything, everything is in him, right? And I just said, and we all agreed, that mothering activity, I do not have, don't have it, chemically, emotionally, physically, but he does. Because everything's in him. So can you see that the activity of mothering is in God?
Right.
And it's like the mother is in him. Now all of a sudden it's like when you see the Shaq movie, you see a woman's like, well, that makes sense.
Right.
Because all of a sudden you realize there's an attribute of God, an essence of him, that's only shown it, that we're only going to grasp if we understand it through a woman. Right? So the creator of the universe, the one who's over all things, has mom inside them. I just thought that was like, wow.
That's amazing.
And if we can't rationalize, if we can't appreciate, if we can't honor and value mother, women will never pray for the wind to stop. Because we just said, right, that we just threw away half of God.
Right.
Because you see
wow.
it a little
yeah.
bit? I don't know, I wouldn't have said this 10 years ago because I was pretty sure that women were jacked up in the church. And
well, look what the church has been missed out on.
Well, because we've said women aren't allowed to this, women can't teach, women can't preach, women can't hold this office, women can't.
Women can't be pope.
Right?
Women can't be pope.
So we have rules, so you can't. But God sits here and says everything about him is totally complete in him. And you ever notice sometimes when I'll say, do you realize you're a son? And I'll like caveat and say, and a daughter,
mm-hmm.
right? Says, I do that intentionally because we have a language about us that
right.
sort of says, this doesn't include you.
Right.
So when God showed us how to be a son, the implication is, no, he showed you how to be his kid.
Right.
Right.
And Holy Spirit showing us, really, man, woman, you're made in his image. In fact, Paul says it this way. In him, there is no male or female. When Paul's talking to the New Testament church.
Yeah,
you gotta go.
In his spirit, there's no male or female. Right? So Paul got it. We're the ones who didn't get it. And anyway, So I say that to moms. It's so cool to wake up to the strength of women, the authority of women. We've jacked them up in the church. We've made all sorts of rules against them. And I think we're starting to wake up to, wow, this is what we'll never be able to speak life in situations of death, right? If we can't value the totality of God, right? And there is a mother side of God, period. There is an absolute mother side of God. And I can pray with the scripture if we ever wanted to go through it in detail. But there is a mother side of God. And it's fun to wake up to it. So with that, I just say thanks, Father, that you love so, so well that you're showing us that there's more. And we're always alert to it. Always excited by it. We're always stirred by it. God, so we say, Holy Spirit, come and show us increasing salvation. Take us by our hand. Wake up our mind. Take out the trash. God, we want to be more like you. Amen?
Amen.